5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to the Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a tired dad.
Oh, I said tired last week.
I know.
Anyway, talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. Count them. Four. One, two, three, four. Quattro.
That's why we're tired.
That's right. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am your host. Weird. Usually I say we're your hosts. I'm your host, Crystal, and he's your host, Barry.
So I'm your co-host tonight. Which is more appropriate because I feel like you have more stories all the time. And so this is kind of like the Crystal Show with an addition with Barry.
That's why you married me.
That's right, because you're awesome. So, but we're tired. That's nothing new, but...
The end. Let's go to bed.
I know, right? So, let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So, stories of the week. We talk about things that happened throughout the week.
We got to be on guests on someone else's show.
Yeah, that was awesome. So, on Tuesday, if you listened to our episode, we had Art Eddy from the Life of Dad podcast on our show. And he cordially invited us to his show, Life of Dad Podcast, but specifically the after show, which highlights other bloggers and podcasters that have fathers in them. And Crystal, it is the Life of Dad Podcast, but of course this is pretty much her show.
I pretended to be a dad.
So she was a wonderful addition to the dad podcast. So, but it was super fun. So Art Eddy and Ryan, his co-host, and we had a great time.
Yeah.
And we'll probably have Ryan possibly come on our show sometime.
We're in this together.
Yeah.
It's not my show.
I know.
We're parents.
That's right. This is teamwork, people. Teamwork. But we had lots of fun. So if you have some extra time on your hand, I would definitely suggest go to the Life of Dad After Show podcast. You could just go to thelifeofdad.com or look up Life of Dad on iTunes, and you will find it. And we're the latest episode, so it will say Barry and Crystal from the Clown Car. So,
By the way, happy day after Easter!
Yay!
Woo! It's Easter today.
But you are listening to this not on Easter.
But we have a lot to talk about, so we are going to nix the...
We're not
going
to do an article highlight today. No,
we're just going to tell you about our life.
We're going to talk about our week and how fun it was.
And you're going to sit there and enjoy it.
That's right, because that's what you love. All right. You have more stories than I do, but some of our stories are the same stories.
But we're married.
But you could definitely go first.
Well, I have to say, so recently we had not our child in the car. We picked up someone else's kid.
Oh, yeah.
And they got in our van, and as soon as they got into the back of the car, they're going, man.
Wow, this is dirty.
This is dirty. This is messy.
And
this
then
is so gross. It's gross.
It's gross. And we're like, wow. And to us, it wasn't that bad.
It was not bad. I didn't find any food.
Yeah, there was no food. It's mostly just like papers from like the kids' homework.
Okay, well, some of it was bad, but not as bad
as it has been in the past.
And so it was funny because the kid just wouldn't stop. And Barry goes, okay, we get it. Be quiet.
And that's what I said. I'm like, yeah, our car is dirty. You can be quiet now.
Yeah, really. And so a few days later, I was like, okay, I should probably clean our car. And so I just got in one of those moods. I felt like I was nesting, like I was pregnant, like, oh, I need a clean car.
You're not pregnant, are you?
Oh my gosh. I better not be.
I know, right?
No, I'm not. But, and so I started cleaning the car, and originally I was thinking, I'll just pick up all the papers, clear off the floor, and then all of a sudden I was like, I should just disinfect it. So I disinfect it all, and then
Which is more than what I've done before.
I disinfect everything, wipe it all down with a scrub brush thing, vacuum the floors, and then I soak all the little like floor boards by the door.
Oh wow!
And because they're like nasty,
gunky, yeah.
And but I didn't get anything off. It's pretty much stained.
Yep.
And then afterwards, our kids' cup holders in the back. That is nasty.
It is nasty.
I sounded just like that kid. I got back there like, this is gross. It's gross. And like to the point where we have like a long little.
It's like a cubby.
Console cubby, like, and then a cup holder for each kid. And there were wrappers in there, and they were all glued to the bottom of it. And I couldn't get anything out. And so what I did is, in my geniusness,
ooh,
I went and got a cup.
Because that's a word, genius.
Geniusness? I bet it is. I got a cup full of water, a big cup, and I just went back there and filled up everything full of water to soak it.
Okay.
So smart.
Yeah.
And so...
Why am I anticipating a but?
Well, and then, so I finished the car. That was the first thing I did was soak those nasty things. And then I get back there and I look at it. I'm like, how do I get this water out?
Nice.
So I get some towels.
Grab a straw, honey.
So on the one console, I'm sitting there like scraping out the garbage that's glued there with my fingernails. And there's like this soupy, what I describe it as, it looked like vomit milk, like curdled vomit milk.
Gross.
It was nasty. And so I'm sitting there like scraping stuff out, and then all of a sudden it splashes into my eye, my open eye. And I was like, I'm going to get tetanus.
Pink eye.
It's nasty. I was sitting there screaming in our car like, ah, this is gross. And so I'm cleaning all that out and I get to the other side. And our son had spilled chocolate milk in his cup holder. And then they always tell us, I didn't want to tell you. I thought you'd be mad when they spill. And
I'm more mad that it's gross now.
Well, and I'm back there. I'm like, how do we have stains on our ceiling? Like, what did you guys do?
Yeah.
So I have this soaked chocolate milk. And the soaking for an hour didn't even soften it at all. So I ended up just shoving paper towels. I'm sorry. I was not environmentally sound there because I was I used a ton of paper towels. Just stuff them in every hole to soak up all the water that I used.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get the milk out. So I had to scrape chocolate milk out of a cup holder with a screwdriver. And so I was kind of proud of myself.
Yeah. Well, I got in the car and I was like, whoa. This is so clean.
I didn't know we had carpet.
Yeah. What is this on the floor?
But I was kind of like the give the mouse a cookie. Because it was like, if you pick up the papers, then you're going to want to vacuum. And if you vacuum, then you're going to want to disinfect. And then after you clean your car, you're going to turn around and look at your garage and see it looks really bad. And then you clean your entire garage.
And I'm so grateful for that, too. Because I drove in and I'm like, I can actually drive in without worrying about running over stuff.
I know. And so I cleaned our garage. And that was just, I don't know. I'm telling you, I felt like a pregnant nester. Because it was like I had to do it. And so, but I have such bad allergies. So sweeping up all that dust, I feel like I've been sick all the rest of the week.
Uh-huh.
So it was worth it, but I feel crummy.
I'm sorry, babe.
Oh, thanks.
But it was a fantastic surprise. Thank you.
I know.
You.
Isn't that sad that
you're awesome.
I can surprise him by cleaning?
Hey, cleaning the garage is different than other cleaning.
Cleaning the car. Now I want to pick that kid up and be like, what do you think now, sucker?
It's not so gross now, is it?
It's kind of a weird thing to rub in, but...
That's right.
In your face, kid! It's clean!
So, something that... required a bunch of our time earlier in the week was Grayson had his very first Pinewood Derby event this week.
Cute.
So being the procrastinator that I am, we didn't start building his car until Monday when Pinewood Derby was on Wednesday.
I don't think it was like procrastination. It was more like, oh, yeah, Pinewood Derby. And then 2 seconds later, whoop, out of your head.
Out of your head. But so I asked Grayson what kind of car he wanted to make, and he's like, I want a Pikachu car. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. So we made a very simple design with the car, but then we, with the extra pieces of wood that we chipped off, we created a giant Pikachu tail that we attached to it. He painted it all, and we had ears and everything. And then Daddy messed it up and put the wheels on horribly. So they
like you said, that was our first time.
Yeah, and so it didn't roll very well, and he didn't win or anything, but he won the coolest car award, which, like, hands down, like, they even left it up for public vote.
Which worried me. I was like, why are you doing that?
And then,
because at the end they said,
who do you think the coolest car is?
Yeah, and they just said, call it out, and everyone was like, Pikachu!
Pikachu! And everyone, and so Grayson was pretty stoked that he got an extra medal because he won the coolest car award, where, you know, they all got, like, a participation medal, but then he got the coolest car award medal as well, and he was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was pretty cool.
Because he doesn't take failure well, and so I was just waiting for him to be, like, totally...
But he did a pretty...
What's the word, like, destroyed by losing?
Yeah, but he did a pretty good job.
And he was disappointed, but it wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting, like, violin music and the scene.
Sobbing, slamming head on the ground.
Yeah.
Type of thing, so... But no, it was fun, and we are like, okay, next year's Pinewood Derby is going to be even better, and we will we'll have cooler, you know, make it more, like, aerodynamic, and so it will zoom down the track and everything. But it was lots of fun. We had a good time.
I was proud of myself because I consider myself a rather sort of artistic person, and I didn't step in at all to say, like, hey, can I help you paint
that?
Maybe
you should paint something right here.
Yeah, or what I really wanted to do was cut out some vinyl and be like, let's make it look professional, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't. He painted it all by himself, and I was excited.
Next year. Next year will make it look amazing.
Next year, it's Mommy's turn.
That's right. So that was fun. Pinewood Derby.
Right. So, as we mentioned... Oh, kids are trying to bust in our room.
They're trying to break in the room!
Easter came this week.
Yes, Easter.
And speaking of procrastination, it was Thursday, and I was like, oh, I should probably go... buy their stuff.
Shopping for the kids.
And so I tried to get some people to watch my kids, but it was just a busy week.
Yeah.
And it was just a lost cause. And so I have the two little kids, and I'm just thinking, how in the heck am I going to buy the stuff for their baskets and make it all covert? And,
without them knowing, because you have the two littles.
Because my last person I could rely on wasn't available, and we had something going on every night, so I couldn't just leave Barry with the kids and go. And so I went to the store, and I was so stressed out, like, there's no way I can do this. And I finally went and got a garbage can out of the garbage can aisle and put the little
lid
on top. And so whenever I needed to grab something, I'd just be like, what's that over there? And then I'd hurry and, like, shove it into the garbage can, and it worked out perfect. I should do that every time.
I know. Expert shopper right there.
I know. Well, it looked like expert shoplifter. I felt so bad. Because I really looked like I was looking over my shoulders, you know? Like, yoink, stick it in there.
I
totally looked like I was stealing everything.
But,
I was going to walk out with this garbage can.
But she didn't, people.
I didn't steal. I just stole the knowledge from my children.
Sure. Let's go with that.
So, it was stressful, but in the end, it worked out. I'm glad it's over, though.
Yes.
So, speaking of Easter.
Yes.
Let's speak about Easter.
Okay, so, we threw a block party.
Woo!
And it was great. We did it last year, where we invited our whole street to come have an Easter egg hunt. Because, you know, as you've heard from previous episodes, we haven't had the greatest experience with city run Easter egg hunts, and so we just wanted to do our own, make it fun, and also it allows our neighborhood to be a neighborhood, you know.
We have awesome neighbors.
We do have awesome neighbors.
We're so lucky.
So this year it was even bigger and better. Our next door neighbor, they rented a bouncy castle that had a slide on it this year, and you know, it was bigger and better than the last year one.
We had a photo booth
with props, and We set up our brand new speakers that we got for our home theater system and played music in the background. And then we had, you know, it was early in the morning, so we had donuts and drinks and prizes. And then we also, after the hunt and after the kids jumped on the bouncy castle for a while, we had some egg games where we did the egg, you know, run back and forth with an egg on a spoon. But the big winner was doing the egg toss.
That was funny.
Which we did with, you know, fresh eggs. We didn't do it with boiled eggs. And it was just fun. The kids were just having a ball. And the adults that participated as well.
No, when you say adults that participated, we handed out the spoons to everyone who wanted to do the egg walk, the egg race. And none of the adults but Barry wanted to do it. And I was trying to get someone to do it. And then finally, our old neighbor.
Probably in his 80s.
Probably.
Right?
He has great grandchildren. Finally, he's like, fine, I'll do it. So he gets up there. And Barry and he were like, forget you kids.
We're like,
we're going to win this.
We're like neck, neck at the very end. He was all
like pushing each
trying
other.
Trying to push me over and everything. And it was really fun. But I won.
I know. And all those poor kids were like turning around. Did I win? And Barry's like, yeah. And so didn't get a prize.
But I didn't get a prize. We let the kids have a prize. But
it was just funny to see, like, the young dad and the old man, like, neck and neck.
That's right. And then you know, some of the adults, a lot of the adults actually participated in the egg toss. And it was just fun because it was good, messy fun. The eggs were breaking. Everyone was laughing. And, you know, it was getting all over the place. And then we just hung out for a while. Like, it ended up, finally, the very last people left, and we looked at the clock, and, like, we had been doing it. It was a three-hour-long party.
No, it was so fun.
It was awesome.
And I think the best compliment I heard was, it was not even someone from our neighborhood, but children who came to visit their family, and she said, people don't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, people don't care about their neighborhoods.
They don't do block parties.
And she just said, we had so much fun. And that was a compliment to me because I am old school.
Yeah, we like block parties.
Forget you, social media. I want real friends. I want a real neighborhood. So.
So, our little block party, Easter block party, so it's our second annual one that we've done for Easter. But it's kind of inspired some of our other neighbors to want to, like, have like an official block party where, you know, bring out the, you know, go the whole nine yards and all that stuff. And
yeah, so knows what we're gonna do.
So we could have something this summer or something, and it's gonna be epic.
Right. What made me sad though is yesterday was so awesome, and I pictured today being like our special family day, and I just fell asleep on the couch for like 3 hours.
It was not 3 hours. It was more like 2.5, maybe.
Oh, I felt so bad because we had talked a couple days ago, like on Sunday, we're going to do this and we're going to play this with our family and have this special little Easter message. And I woke up and I was like, it's 6 o'clock. It's almost bedtime.
And I just loved it because she was laying on the couch and I'm like, honey, do you just want to go to our bedroom and lay on our bed? She's like, no, because I don't want to take, and she's like, I'm just going to rest for a little bit. I don't want to take.
I said sleep. I didn't say rest.
Okay. And then I'm like, okay. And I ended up sleeping too. I slept for like.
We were burnt
like
out.
I think I slept for like an hour, but I just liked how you're like, I'm going to sleep for a little bit. And like almost 3 hours later, be like, oh.
Well, I thought our kids would be dive bombing me the whole time. That's what they always do.
No.
I didn't even hear them.
They went in the back.
It was sweet, beautiful, glorious Easter rest.
Easter nap. But but we did have our Easter lesson and you know, Easter spiritual moments and stuff like that. Busted out the scriptures.
Yeah, I
and
feel
everything.
Like it was still a good day.
It was good.
And we had donuts.
And of course.
Leftover from our
leftover
party.
Donuts.
So the last thing that I have on my list is date night.
Oh yes, date night.
So
it was double date night.
Yeah, with our friends. We went and saw Batman versus Superman.
And it was awesome.
Sure.
I liked it. Crystal did not.
I just don't like violence.
She's gotten to the point where she can't handle anything nowadays.
I know.
And I'm like, what, you're not going to go see any superhero movie with me now?
No, I like happy superhero movies. I did not walk out of this one feeling like, man, I have such a good life.
Yeah.
I just walked out and I'm like, man, that was something.
It was darker than other superhero movies, that's for sure.
Right. There was no upliftingness.
Yeah.
Except for that point when you're like, Wonder Woman!
Yeah.
That's it.
Wonder Woman was awesome.
So, anyway, but I'm still glad we went.
Yeah.
On a date.
And then we had dinner afterwards.
But before the date, I was thinking, because the kids were off of school that day, and I thought, well, I gotta do something with them to make it seem like a fun day. And they're jumping on the trampoline. I said, everyone grab something to eat on the way to the park, and we'll walk to the park, because we have one just around the corner. And the kids all grabbed fruit snacks and crackers, and that was lunch.
Awesome.
And then our babysitter came at nighttime, or we kind of went to an earlier show. Anyway, so the babysitter comes, and I said, just give them sandwiches for dinner. And I open our cupboard, and we have no bread.
We have no bread.
And I was like, okay, well, cereal. And so...
And then we're like, well, hey, look, we just bought some Pop-Tarts. I know. Feed them Pop-Tarts for dinner.
And so our kids had crackers and fruit snacks for lunch and Pop-Tarts for dinner.
Yes.
No wonder they're so grumpy this weekend.
Nutritious and delicious.
So there you go. Now you all feel better about what you're feeding your kids.
So I had another good trampoline moment with the kids. It got to that point where like they're like, yo, come jump with us. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. But then I'm like, no, I should. And then I had a good time. I was just there. We played dodgeball for a little bit. Basically me throwing the balls at my kids' faces, which is always fun. And then
it's called stress relief.
That's right. And then I, I bounced the girls mostly because they sat in the middle, and I just jumped, bounced them up and pretty high, and they were just laughing the whole time. No one got hurt, so that was good. And then, So one thing that was Jackson today when we were doing our lesson for Easter. I'm trying to talk to everybody, and Jackson's just like, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
And we're trying, this is like the pinnacle moment where we're really sharing the Easter message.
The story of Easter. And he's like, Daddy, Daddy. And then I'm like, what? And he's just laying on the couch, and then he just doesn't, and then I say what and look at him, and he like spreads his arms out, and he's like, ta-da! That's it. Like, he didn't even do anything.
It's like the laziest trick we've ever seen.
He was just laying there and, like, raised his arms up and he's like, ta-da! And I'm like, what? That's not even ta-da worthy.
I know, it was so annoying. Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
Yeah.
Pop. Exploding head.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
So, but yeah.
I was still on date night and you cut me off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Last thing of date night.
Oh, date night, continue.
So that stinking movie was 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, almost three.
We actually went to dinner. I mean, this was like epic date. We don't do that very often.
Yeah.
And so we're headed over to dinner and I text our babysitter saying, hey, how's it going?
Nice.
And all I get is, well, this happened. And I get a picture of Jay with
our 6-year-old
wad of toilet paper shoved up her nose and her face is covered in blood.
Trampoline injury.
And they said she either accidentally hit herself or her brother hit her. I don't know.
Kind of vague, but whatever.
I do have to say, this is my brother. It's not like...
It's not just like a random person.
Some person we're entrusting with their time.
It was uncle. You know, their uncle that was watching them.
Not a paid teenager.
Yeah. So, but she actually took it well, he said. She didn't really, I mean, she cried when it initially happened, but then she was laughing because blood was on her chin. She's like, take a picture, it looks like I have a red beard. And that's why she wanted to send that to mommy. And so we decided that we're going to start calling her Red Beard from now on.
It hasn't caught on.
Arr, Red Beard.
But I just thought that was the funniest thing to get that text.
Yep.
Well, funny. If you think your child hurting themselves is funny.
It is funny.
Redbeard.
That's it. She wasn't dead or anything. She just got a bloody nose. It happens.
She wasn't dead or anything.
But then we went and had fantastic burgers.
Oh, burgers.
They were yummy.
We live for food.
And
that's it.
And our friends that went with us, it was their first time in the restaurant, and they had a good experience, which is always good, too.
They were just sharing information that's not important. They're important, but no one else cares.
Okay. Whatever. That's it.
I can't be wrong. People care about these important friends, but it's not something to share on the show.
Stop. Let me take that shovel away from you so you stop digging. But that's it.
That's it.
So thank you for listening to the clown car.
Sorry we didn't do more.
That's okay. Parenting is hard. And we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a great job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe. Rate. And review our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.